Yes, that's right. RDU 98.5, Otatahi's very best radio station. Hey, I'm very excited right now. I'm talking to an artist, a bit of a new one, a bit of an exciting new feature on the scene. Their name is Hominid, a sound designer and composer based in Wellington, putting out their first release today, debut release. It's called Introvert Extrovert. And I'm very excited to have Hominid on the line with me right now. Good morning.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on my show. How are you?
I'm good. It's a great morning in Wellington, but yeah,
well,
it's all good.
And a great morning for you as well. You have music out. How are you feeling?
Really good. I mean, I've been holding off releasing music for like a very, very long time, and it's good to finally have some stuff out in the world.
You should be absolutely stoked with this first release. It's an absolute joy to listen to. How long it took so long to get some music out? Why were you waiting?
I'm a really shy guy, introvert, extrovert. It's sort of that like tension between who you are and who you want to be. Mm. So I was making ambient music for a very long time. And then suddenly this dance music thing really clicked with me, and I just found a sound I really love and was finally, like, very confident in. So I decided to release an EP called Introvert Extrovert. The EP will be out in 6 weeks, and this is the first single.
Oh, my God, that's very cool, because when you listen to this, you don't immediately think, oh, yes, big history and ambient sound here. it is a fantastic and quite a fun song. How did you kind of discover this sound and like fall in love with it?
There's an interesting like a thing between dance music and ambient music, where it's like they're both genres of insistence, and you can play the same sound over and over and find a groove in it. Mm. So that's where dance music started clicking. This track in particular, I work as a field recordist in the film industry, and I'm making a bunch of underwater field recordings, and I started playing with those just in my door, and I found like an interesting rhythm of them, and it eventually evolved into this track, Introvert Extrovert, once I started adding synths and drums and all that kind of carry on.
Yeah, wow, that is fascinating, and that must be a career that lends quite well to making music.
Yeah, they go hand in hand together. I actually put a lot of field recordings in all of my tracks.
Mm.
Something really interesting about like field recording being like these moments in time that you've captured, and it's kind of like a journal that you can put in your tracks, which I really love.
Yeah, well, that's a stunning way to think about it. I will move on from this topic, but I do want to know, with field recordings, are there ever moments where you are just, like, straight up standing in the cold and just, like, recording sound?
All the time. My job at the moment is I'm an assistant sound designer, so I just get given lists of things to go out and record, and that could be like rain or water. I actually record a lot of water for a project, which is why there's a bunch of water recordings in this track.
Oh my God.
So often I'm just standing in water with microphones or whatever.
Wow, that is actually so interesting. I have so many questions about that, but I do need to move on. So you've touched on slightly the whole introvert, extrovert kind of relationship going on. Did that theme naturally evolve out of this, or is that kind of what your inspiration was from the start?
Originally, the intent of the track was called Over Under, and it was to try and just make this feeling of like transitioning between states, like underwater, above water, something like that. And then I added in that there's a vocal sample in it, and the song totally transformed and took on this like new identity Now yeah, I think wow. of it as more of a love song, like or like a pre-love song. Like you're incredibly nervous, you want to talk to a person, but you're feeling shy, and then eventually you work up the courage and you tell them you love them, and then it's great.
Oh, well, I wish that was going as smoothly for some of us as you paint it to be right now. Some of us are quite unlucky in love, but that is an entirely different story. We're not going to go there. I really liked, there was a quote I got sent, and it was that hominid can add a much-needed tender human and personal touch to Aotearoa's electronic dance music scene, which I love kind of the sentiment behind. And I guess it is kind of, are you just making music for fun? You know, is that what's the passion and drive here?
Yeah, I'm making these songs because they make me feel good, and I feel good yeah. when I listen to them. I had an interesting shift where I just was like, I need to write my favorite song. I'm trying to write my favorite song, and I'm my most important audience member. And like, if I can make a track that I love listening to, then it's a successful one.
That is, I love that. That's brilliant. And don't get me wrong, it's great that people have deep and meaningful reasons for their music, but we're just gonna have fun music as well. Now tell me, I am one of those people who like will find a new favorite song, loves it, and listens to it to death, and yep. then never wants to hear it again. Can you be like that? I mean, you're trying to make your favorite song. How does that journey go?
I mean, it definitely shifts all the time. So, like, Introvert Extrovert was my favorite song for a while, but I've just recently made some remixes that I really, really love that I'll release eventually. And now I'm just sort of obsessively listening to this Blue Monday remix I've made.
I love Blue Monday. That's such a banger.
I will watch this space for like a weird emo version of Blue Monday.
That sounds so strange. I can't wait. Fantastic. And so, anyway, Introvert, Extrovert is this track, but it's also an EP coming, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, in 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Now, is this a good taster of what's on that EP, or is there a bit of variety there?
I mean, it's all in a similar world, like sound world. There's dance music, it's got field recordings. All of the tracks are a bit different. One of them's a remix of a Japanese pop song from the 70s that I really love.
Fantastic.
One of them sort of French housey, made out of $10 of vinyl from a St. Vinny's, and then the other one's like a 10-minute techno epic that goes from ambient to like banger.
Wow, you really you can just kind of make anything out of anything, can't you?
I'm trying to. I mean, it's my job as a sound designer.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you're quite impressive, actually. Wow. I'm quite glad I did this interview. Hey, congratulations. You should be stoked on this release. It is a great debut release. It's a lot of fun. And I've listened to it multiple times already and enjoyed it. And I'm really excited to share it with our audience. Hominid, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And please, when that EP is out, come back on the show. I'd love to hear more about
it. I'd love to.
Have a fantastic day.
Thank you very much. You too.
And that is Wellington's Hominid, a name you're going to hear a lot more from. Anyway, I'm going to play this debut release. I freaking love this. I think it's quite a nice song. It's called Introvert Extrovert. Do enjoy.